Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, and you can click the Listen Live tab. In addition to 24/7 talk radio, check out the articles and podcasts, which are updated all the time. And of course, America Out Loud faces the same censorship that so many other conservatives are facing. So when you share those articles and podcasts on social media, we appreciate that a great deal. Very excited for the show tonight. Jenlo Salinas, the Vice President of Texas Latinos United for America, is going to be joining us to be talking about the upcoming Texas elections and some of the candidates. We're very excited to talk to her tonight in the elections. You look at what's going on around the country. You've got Joe Biden and the Democrats sending billions of dollars to the Ukraine. At the same time, we have open borders, millions of illegal immigrants flooding into our country. I've mentioned this all the time, but when President Trump wanted to build the border wall, the Democrats nickel and dimed and acted like we were flat broke. Now you look at what's going on with record high gas prices. The groceries are out of control, and we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine instead of shoring up our own border. I'm sure Jenlo is going to have a lot to say about that as well. But before we get to her, Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing great. I'm just here shuffling paper and looking at my notes, some of our pre-work that we had done for the show tonight, Monday. And I'm excited to have Jenlo on the show. For a moment there, I thought you said J-Lo. And I thought, oh man, J-Lo is on tonight? She's going to discuss politics with us? Then I looked at my notes, you said Jenlo. I'm like, hey, that's okay, because she is the vice president for Latinos for Trump nationally. So this is great. I'm glad that we have a Latino for Trump on tonight, because if you listen to the mainstream media, they will tell you that Hispanics, Latinos, or as they like to say, Latinx, and like, there is no Latinx, stop it. They will tell you that they don't like Trump because Trump is trying to send them back across the border and they want to come across the border. When we all know from other guests that we have had on the show, that they are against illegal aliens coming across the border. They should come just like everyone else. There is a process. There is a legal process that should be followed. Thank God that on last week, a judge, Trump-appointed judge, who was reading the law, understanding the law, decided to say, no, Title 42, we're going to let that stand because we can't strike it down and just let everyone come across. And you would think, Andrew, one would think that President Joe Biden and his administration will look at where our economy is and say, wait, we don't want to remove that yet because we're already in a crisis in our country. We have high inflation, baby formula problems, which they knew about way back in November. They knew that it was going to be a problem, but they decided not to look at it. They decided to look the other way, while they were allowing 13 soldiers to be killed, American, killed in Afghanistan rather, all the while they were telling us that inflation is transitory. Now we have a baby formula crisis. Oh, and at the same time, I've got to throw in there that Joe said that when he entered office, he didn't have a vaccine, but we know that he did have a vaccine. And even Dr. Fauci, also known as Dr. Fraud, told Jake Tapper the other day, I don't know where Biden got that from because we did have a vaccine, but Joe said we didn't have one. So we have all these issues that are upon us. And Joe right now, he's overseas. And Andrew, I don't know if you called it or not, but when he went to South Korea, he referred to the president as President Moon. President Moon isn't the president, Joe Biden. Now, the media is not going to call him out on it, but they're going to say, oh, he was tired. You know, he stutters. You know, he has back jet lag. All these excuses that they like making up for this guy. It's too many excuses. It's pathetic. It's sickening. The guy is simply incompetent. Yes, he's supposed to be, I dare say, the president, but I always like to say the resident, but he's incompetent. Cognitively, he is declining. We should have already had a test done. The media is doing us a disservice. The same way they're doing us a disservice at the border in saying that there isn't a crisis. Now, just imagine, had Title 42 went down and the surge of illegals that have been coming across the border. And what's unfortunate, Andrew, is that we see some of these people trying to cross Rio Grande, they're drowning, but Biden doesn't care. Our border control police officers are telling us that they've seen bodies dead trying to get over here, but they don't care. But this is the party who's supposed to be concerned about people. The only thing they're concerned with is get them here, dispatch them across America, and then start off with them saying, well, they can vote in local elections because local elections affect them. And before you know it, they're voting in the general election so that they could change the population, change the electoral college. That's what they're about. They're only looking at the vote. They don't care about these people's lives, Andrew. They don't care. They never care. Now, if these individuals were to get here and voted Republican, they would immediately say, we've got to put border control. Because that's what Obama said when he was in office. But then someone sent him a text to say, wait a minute, Obama, you do realize that we could change the Electoral College by allowing them to come here. And then they said, oh, let them come. But if you go back a couple of decades, not even a decade, a couple few years, and they were all on the same page saying, we need border control, even Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. But now all at once, they see a path to change the Electoral College, to change the dynamics of America. This has got to stop. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. And I think Republicans better wake up and start getting out there and saying, no way, OJ, this can't happen. We've got to stop it. So as I was saying, and as you said, we have on with us tonight, Jen Lowe, who is a Latinos for Trump national vice president. And I think tomorrow, Tuesday, they're having an election, the runoffs. So she's going to talk to us about that, as well as talk to us about Latinos that are supporting Trump. Latinos whose eyes are open. And I'm also going to ask her about this thing that, you know, Beto O'Rourke, who he wants everyone to think that he's Latino, but he's not. He's an Irish white man, but he don't want you to know that. But he's thinking that Texas right now, he says, is going from red to purple, and then we're going to turn it blue. And Andrew, it's a scary thought, because you see a lot of people, a lot of liberals, that have screwed up, and that's what they've done, in their own states, like New York and California. They've messed it up. Crime is all over the place. And now they're trying to go to red states. Now, why would they go there, pray tell? Well, because the red states are organized. The red states have red governors that are Republicans. They're balancing their budgets. So they want to move there so they can protect their families. But when they come, the first thing they'll do is say, oh, we didn't do it this way in our state. We want to change the laws. We want to change everything. No, you take that back to where you got it from, because that ain't going to work there in Texas, in Arkansas, in Georgia, in Florida. So we've got to be on the lookout for that. So that's one of the things I'm going to ask Jen Lowe about, this push to turn Texas blue. So without further ado, Jen Lowe, thank you for coming on. So what's happening in Texas right now?
Well, like you heard earlier, we are doing a lot of cleaning out here for a lot of these seats, these congressional seats that are also very important, as well as obviously the seat for the governor. But right now, we just got through our primaries. We're in the runoffs. Early voting just ended on Friday. So the next day to vote would be tomorrow, Tuesday. So we hope that everyone gets out there and votes, because the Democrats are showing up in very large numbers. And I kind of want to go over what we just experienced out here on Friday. There is an organization out here called Texas Organizing Project, and they gathered the last time over 100,000 people to vote, register them to vote. This organization has endorsed one of the Justice Democrats, Jessica Cisneros. She's in a runoff right now with Henry Cuellar, and she is very radical. She is gaining so much traction with the Democrats, and they are showing up in large numbers. And unfortunately for Republicans, they are showing up. We don't understand why, especially during the time that we're in right now with the border crisis and the Democrats making terrible decisions for the country. But it's scary to see that. So I really urge Republicans on Tuesday to get out and go in those runoffs, because we've got two candidates right now running for the runoff as well. We have Sandra Whitten in District 28, and we also have a girl named Cassie Garcia. But right now, we're supporting Sandra Whitten. She's the grassroots girl. She's the only one that's come close to beating Henry Cuellar. And right now, with the things that are looking with Henry Cuellar, if Jessica Cisneros wins that runoff, we will be up against a communist. And the only way to take her out would be with Sandra Whitten. She won't even debate Sandra. She didn't want to debate her last time she ran, and she's refused to debate her this time around. So we know that we have the Justice Democrats really scared of us and the candidates that we're getting behind. And it's unfortunate that rhinos come into these races and start endorsing, but the numbers are there. Sandra was the only one with 92,000 votes against Henry Cuellar's 130,000 votes. And that's that number switched overnight, just like they did with Trump in our campaign. Another one that's really important to look at here is District 35. District 35 is Greg Cesar. Greg Cesar is on the board of MoveOn.org. He's also endorsed by the Justice Democrats. Bernie Sanders supporting him. AOC came down here to campaign for them because they are really pushing hard, trying to get more people that are communist in Congress. And that is a national security issue. And I urge all of these Republicans, if these are your districts, please get out there on Tuesday and vote. We're getting behind Michael Rodriguez, but the other guy that's in the runoff with him as well is just as good. Both of them are strong candidates. So we're going to get behind whoever wins that, obviously, in that runoff election. But Greg has already won. Greg is the Democrat that whatever Republican wins in 35, we're going to have to all get behind him to ensure that we do not get a communist in office.
So, Jinla, let me just ask you this. Is this race winnable for Republicans if they were to pull
together?
Well,
with District 35, for District 28, we feel it's, for District 28, we feel absolutely it's winnable. In District 35, we need more Republicans to show up, and they live there. They're there. We just need more to show up and vote. A lot of the Republicans, they just won't come out and vote in these types of special elections. Either they don't know about it, they're not aware of it, or they don't think it's that important, but they don't realize how important these elections are, because you need to send someone a strong representation in there. Because let me tell you, the Justice Democrats are millions of dollars in there. We went to the Jessica Cincinnato's campaign fundraiser party. Bernie Sanders was here on Friday. We went in there low key just to watch the speeches and see what they were doing. It was horrible. They had it at the Second Baptist Church. This is a church. They had a woman reverend that came up and literally said the first thing out of her mouth, and this is a Black reverend woman. She went out there and said, my name is Erica. I believe her name was Erica Forbes. And she said, and I am proud of the two abortions I had. And everyone starts clapping for her.
This is scary. This is so scary. Yes. And like you said, I mean, you have these individuals, and we've spoken about the churches, the Black churches, Hispanic churches, and how it seems as if though the Democrats are trying to just steamroll in and tell these ministers, like, be quiet, don't say anything, because this is a way we're going to win this election. Don't say anything to your parishioners. But we've had candidates on here, Black and Hispanic, who have said this is not what the community is for. They don't stand for those values for abortion. They don't stand for any of this stuff, this lawlessness. But yet and still, you have a lot of these preachers that are deceiving the parishioners and to thinking that it's okay to have an abortion. It's okay to have all this nonsense. It's okay to tell kids that you don't know what your gender is. This is dangerous. So like you said, people have got to get out in droves and vote. Know the issues and vote, because the Democrats, if you have Bernie Sanders just coming there, if you have AOC who's coming there and they're piping in money, they want to flip Texas and make Texas blue. They are doing their darnest. And we see that their policies are no good, Andrew. Their policies are no good. Look at New York City. Just the other day, a man was killed. Broad daylight, was shot dead. And the only thing they will say is, next we got to practice diversity and we can't give him a hard sentence. I don't care if he was Black, purple, or blue, throw him up under the jail and don't let him come back because he's a threat to the community. Andrew, this has got to change.
Glad you mentioned that, because here in Texas, the organizations like TOP are running communists on the Democratic ballot for judicial seats, DA seats, mayor seats, city seats. They are going in and taking over the courts. They'll even send people to go watch how a judge rules in a case, because if it doesn't go their way, that judge is not going to get their support next time he's up for re-election. And it's just, we've got some radical people running Houston right now, and they were all backed by TOP, which is Texas Organizing Project, which, by the way, work with a man named Bernard Sampson, who is the president of the Texas Communist Party headquartered out of Houston. They all work hand in hand with each other. I've got the receipts, I've got the pictures of all of them together. They're not even hiding it really anymore. They're really not. And so it's just so important for them to, for Republicans to get the vote out on Tuesday and stop this, because these people are growing in huge numbers. They're well-funded. There's another organization, get this, called Jolt. And what they do is they go to the quinceañeras and they take all that data. They tell the little girls, well, we'll give you a free photo booth if you let us go in there and register people to vote. And they have the data, so they know when that 15-year-old is going to turn 18. And recently, you've been seeing a push with the Democrats wanting 16-year-olds to be able to vote. So yes, they're coming for your children. And that's why their indoctrination for them is so important. We already had to shut down another event that was happening at a school, I think it was in Austin, where they had Texas Organizing Project go in there and give something, but it was really bad with ICE. They were demonizing ICE and telling the students how ICE is evil. And so parents started calling in and had that shut down right away, because, you know, you're not supposed to have politics in the schools, but they don't care about the rules. They don't care about the rules, and they'll break them right in your face. And as a Latina born and raised on the border town of Laredo, when I was in school, we weren't being indicted like that. It's been kind of like a slow process going on, but it just seems like this is really heating up and speeding up. Like, they really got to get their agenda, you know, done a lot faster. So we're seeing all of the sex ed all over the country. We're seeing teachers being very radicalized and doubling down on forcing kids to use pronouns and, you know, same-sex bathrooms and allowing little boys to play in girls' sports. It's getting completely out of control.
Jen, we're up for a commercial break. We'll talk more about that in our second half. Okay. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the shows. We'll be back with more Jen Lowe Salinas, Latinos for Trump Vice President, on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
Now the spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. Now we invite you, friends, to invest some of your time with our magnificent family of experts, their minds and voices. It's all back at AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Folks, if you're just now joining us, we have on with us tonight the National Vice President for Latinos for Trump, Jen Lowe, not to be confused with J-Lo, as I thought she was at one point, but she's on tonight to encourage our fellow Texans to get out and vote, vote, vote. Because as she said during the first half of the show, They have Bernie Sanders coming in. He's pontificating. They have AOC. She's coming in. She's pontificating. You have all these outside forces that are coming in. And we've seen this to happen before. You have monies that are coming in from different states because they want to change the electoral vote. They want to change it. They want to change it so by Democrats will always be in power. And as we see now, when they're in power, you have inflation, you have stagnation, you have baby formulas that you can't get, you have a border crisis, you have wars that we're going into, you have $40 billion of taxpayer dollars that are going overseas to protect someone else's border other than our own borders. So folks, get out there. This is a crucial election. And as she said, this is the runoffs this coming Tuesday. You gotta get out there and vote. So Jen, tell us, how is the Latino community receiving, I don't wanna say receiving Republican ideas or conservative ideas, because we know that a majority of Latinos are, they have conservative views. But for some reason, the Democrats are trying to block that and make people believe that, oh no, they don't care about Republicans because they're racist. How can they be racist? And they are Latinos. I'm a Black man. How can I be racist? So Jen, what are you seeing out there on the ground?
Well, I do work with a lot of the different organizers that were doing the Trump trains out here in Texas. One of the more historical ones that I personally worked on and helped organize was the Laredo, Texas Trump train, where I have been told in the past, forget Laredo, it's all Democrat, it's blue, it's a lost cause, you know, and I never believed that because that's my hometown and I know the citizens and the people I grew up there, and I know that they are not okay with what's happening. I know that in their hearts, they know it too. So we organized the Laredo Trump train and we had about 20,000 people come out for President Trump. It was so huge that Don Jr. made a video about it, asking the McAllen, asking the Laredo Trump trainers to head over to McAllen for their train. And Donald, President Trump retweeted it. It was like the cover of the Laredo Morning Times. We've had the New York Times come out there several times trying to interview various people like La Gordiloca, where she's giving a tour and saying the people of Laredo don't want a wall. We don't need a wall. And you know, she's speaking for everybody else. I challenged her to a debate, but she refused to debate me and instead blocked me. But it's because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't like the truth. And we do have, you know, very far radical leftists in Laredo, but predominantly a lot of these people are waking up and they're coming out in strong support for President Trump.
Which is a good thing. People are waking up and we've got to make certain that they continue to wake up and not listen to the left-wing media who would tell you otherwise. They want people to believe and to think that all Republicans are racist. And as I've said before, if you want to really see a racist, you look no further than Democrats. You look no further than the man who's sitting in the White House. His own vice president, Kamala Harris, even called him out and said that he was a racist when they were having a debate.
I remember
and
that.
Needless to say, Jill Biden has not forgiven her for that since it happened. She even questioned why Biden had to pick her to be his running mate. And it's not that all of the other Americans aren't questioning it, because we see that she can't even perform. But one other thing I want to look at, to talk about, is that, you know, they're talking about racism, is that when you look at our border wall and you see how porous it is with people coming across day in and day out. What are Latinos saying about that?
Well, you know, right now what we're doing is that's what we can do. I have a lot of Hispanic friends that I went to high school with that are now in high up positions within the Border Patrol. We do communicate a lot with our union presidents of the Border Patrols in several different sectors. And their morale is down. The morale with ICE agents is down. I think people are very, very seriously concerned about the crime that's over into our cities. We met just last week, I think it was on Wednesday, we had a meeting. It's kind of like in hall, but it's with our Republican Women's Club that I'm their legislative director. And they brought in a special guest speaker. His name is Sheriff Brad Coe, and he's out in McKinney County. That's where you've got huge influx of the is coming through there because the processing centers for the Border Patrol is way to the far left and way to the far right. So this town in McKinney County is getting flooded and they don't have enough resources and they don't have enough to hire more people. They only have 6 officers out there and they're constantly on high speed chases all the time, trying to, you know, stop the coyotes from bringing more people. And it's just, it's so bad for them out there that he's now, you know, going around to different counties and alerting people and letting them know. It was a very interesting story. So the one of the border advisors, Miss Kelly, she was there speaking onto, you know, the crime that's going on out there. And she said that what they did in this one case that they just won was they took this guy to court for trespassing on one of those ranch lands. And, you know, I was surprised that he even showed up for court, to be honest with you, but he was found guilty. And, you know, it's because the town, those are the people that live there. Those are the jurors. They're the people, that's their community and they're sick of it. I'm hoping that that sets a precedent and that maybe the illegals will say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should stop trespassing through there because we're going to go to jail. The problem is he's going to go to jail and do some time, but they're going to end up letting him back out and he's not going to get deported.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, because when they go to jail, you'll have some liberal prosecutor, some liberal DA who will let them in and then let them out the back door. And that's the problem that we're having. I mean, I'm constantly hearing the stories of ranchers whose houses or properties are on the borderline, and they're saying mm-hmm. how these illegals are coming across. Some of them are coming in. Some of them are nice, but nice doesn't cut it. You have to do it legally and not illegally. And then you have the drug lords that are human trafficking and bringing people here. Democrats are supposed to be against that, but they don't care as long as they get the bodies here, because the only thing they're looking at is the vote.
And there was another interesting story out of Arizona, I believe that was Pima County, where under President Trump, the ranchers were working with the Border Patrol and they had these really nice high-tech light detector. So the lights would turn off when the illegals were coming and dumping little children, leaving them there. The lights would turn on and the ranchers would go with their dogs and their guns and go see what was going on. And very sad, because out there they were dumping lots of children at that time. But as soon as Biden took president, all of a sudden the Border Patrols were ordered to remove those lights. So these ranchers out in Pima County don't have any more light detection sensors to see whenever the children are coming. So they're just around the clock having to go out there and check their lands. And some of them, I mean, you know, they're hundreds of acres. So right. It's just, it's a mess that Biden has created. And honestly, he should be impeached.
He should be impeached. And I'm just, you know, but people are afraid to even broach the subject of impeachment. And even if you don't want to impeach him on anything like that, because under the Constitution, you can impeach him, because you could say that he was not protecting our borders. He was not protecting a sovereign nation, because we are under attack. We're being invaded. Now, if the tables were turned and if Trump were in office, you would have all types of these scholars coming out and saying, well, under the Constitution, he should be impeached for this because he's not protecting this and he's not protecting that. You would even have. Now, we know that the left wing media would talk about it, but you would even have some on the right mm-hmm. endorsing that and talking about it the same way they are not talking about Biden is not fit to serve. Every day we heard that about Trump. Biden is not fit to serve. Do not fool yourself. He's not fit. How is it that he's going to allow border
and another
to be attacked? Go ahead, Jen.
And another thing that I've spoken to my tios and my tias and like all of my family and my friends, and they're all really concerned right now that Biden is overseas right now, talks from all around the country, our sovereignty over to I guess it's the World Health Organization, but they're all working with the World Economic Forum, that in itself is impeachable. You can't just give up all of our constitutional rights under a pandemic.
And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to turn over, have the World Health Organization to oversee all of this issue with the pandemic. And they will just imagine some of the things they'll come up with. Stay inside. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm like, are you serious? And no one is saying anything about it. It's as if though it never happened. I'm like, we have got to speak about it. I'm so glad that you brought that up because it's true. How can he go overseas and say, well, we're going to give this to them? Give it to them for what? They're the ones who lied about the pandemic. They're the ones who tried to cover it up. They're the ones who said that no, America caused the pandemic. And this guy who's over it, he reports directly to China. China does not care anything for the United States. And here's the other kicker. Have you guys noticed that all of the kits that they're saying, oh, the government is going to provide people with more health kits to test for COVID? Have you noticed where they're manufactured? In China. And you see people trying to gobble them up, trying to stockpile them. I'm like, why are you stockpiling a test that was made in China? Don't you find that a bit concerning?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. And there was news that came out those kits that they had some toxins on them. And that actually was a new, I sent that link over to a friend of mine. That's just, I don't know, some of our friends, and I'm sure your listeners have loved ones that are just lean to listen to reason because they're so brainwashed by the left-wing mainstream media. But I even sent them the proof and said, look what's wrong with these tests. They're like, oh, that's fake news. It's not fake news, but
right.
This they're is quick how to say brainwashed that it's fake news. They are. Like where I'm, yes, and where I'm from, we have Univision, we have Azteca America, we have Telemundo, and they're going on and they're telling these people these lies, these over-exaggerations. They're giving them non-facts because they're not factual stories and they don't have anything to back up what they're calling it as a fact. And so it gets a little bit hairy when you're going into these communities and you're trying to talk to them and make them understand, hey, what policies are you getting behind in your community? What would you like to see more in your neighborhood? And a lot of them are worried about their small business. That right. I was actually at Mar-a-Lago last week and I was speaking to some people from America Project. And he said, Jenny, what are you hearing? What are you seeing? And I said, business, small business. That's what they're about. They just want to be the government to leave them alone. And they're worried about their small businesses because, as you know, we got shut down here in Texas and a lot of businesses never were able to open their doors again. We have the SBA right now at a total halt with small business loans because they're out of money, but we're sending it to Ukraine. But we can't help our small businesses right now because Big Corp went in there and dug their hands in there and all the big hospitals and drained the SBA of all the money. So
you're right. And that's what's happening.
All the crooked stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. The crooked stuff.
Yeah. And I talked to a lot of people that are like, you know, I've been waiting for my loan for the last 6-7 months. It's just in queue. It's in process. I called to investigate it and spoke to a man from the SBA and he did confirm that everything is at halt because they are out of money. So, I mean, you know what Congress is doing? They need to put more money back in the SBA because these people are still suffering.
And you see, a lot of the Hispanic people that are suffering because of it, the small business owners. And again, they have got to get out Tuesday and they have got to vote like it's no tomorrow. They have got to vote to save their businesses because Democrats don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't care about them. The only thing they're concerned with is the vote. And if they were to find out that they're not going to vote for them, they would immediately say, oh, we don't need them here. So we need more Republicans, more boots on the ground to say, hey, guys, what are the issues? Like you said, what are the issues that you're concerned with? Are you concerned with the family values? Are you concerned with the schools? Are you concerned with businesses, getting business loans to make certain that your business is thriving as opposed to just giving money away that's leaving your community? So again, I mean, people have got to wake up, Jen Lo. They've got to wake up and see this, that the Democrats don't have their best interests at heart.
Well, we are doing all that we can, like with the immigration ceremonies. You have Democrats going out there, and as soon as they, you know, put their hand in the air and they swear in, they're immediately become an American citizen. They approach them and they're registering them to vote. We have Catholic charities out there. And we all know now what the Catholic charities are doing. They're supporting the illegals and offering money to ship them all over the country. That we've got a huge Catholic charity down here in San Antonio where they're bused in through the Greyhound bus, and then they're walked over to be processed, and then from there the Catholic charity. I guess volunteers are picking them up, lining them up and walking them right over to that charity across that street. And we did a lot of that. We covered that with Alex Jones and he came down and he was covering all of that. But it's a lot. We have another organization out here called COPS/Metro Alliance, and it's a Saul Alinsky founded organization. It is a communization, but they work with all the Catholic charities out here. They went and they petitioned our city council in San Antonio to give them $75 million because it was going to go to the poor people. But there's no oversight. They did, only one city council member, which is the only Republican we have in San Antonio and city council, voted that he wanted an audit or some oversight. But they don't want that. They don't want you to know where your taxpayer money is going. And by the way, that was disaster relief money that was meant for the community. And so they dispersed it through that communist organization. And that's how, and then they get to decide where the money goes. So you do the math.
Yeah, we see this corruption all over the country. Texas, get out and vote on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It is critically important. Thank you, Jen Lo Salinas, for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We appreciate your time, and we hope to have you back again, perhaps after the elections on Tuesday, and we'll follow up on what goes down on election day. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Most vitamins haven't been upgraded since the 1930s. Healthy Cell reinvented vitamins. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Head on over to healthycell.com and check out all the great reviews and all the variety of products, and you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Ian.
I'm excited to talk about a new product from Healthy Cell, AC11. This is a patented bioactive extract of Uncaria tomentosa from the Amazon rainforest. It supports cell DNA repair and health span. It's a dietary supplement. I'm excited to try it. Many are interested in longevity and attenuation of senescence. We know that telomere length and other biologic measures are related to senescence in clinical and preclinical studies, particularly of animal models. And I can tell you as a doctor, dietary supplements do hold the promise of attenuating repair and damage in our body due to stress, physical wear and tear, sunlight, etc. And there's a tremendous opportunity for supplements to help us in this area. And so Healthy Cell has brought a product to market for you to try as part of your health portfolio. So please go to healthycell.com and in the promotional code, list out loud for 20% off your first purchase of products from Healthy Cell. Let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Folks, and we're back, and just in case you missed it, we had on with us J-Lo. No fooling you, it was Jen-Lo. Jen-Lo, but actually, Andrew, as I said during the top of the hour, I actually thought when you said, you know, Jen-Lo was going to come, I just saw Jay and Lo, and I thought, how did he get J-Lo to come on the show? You sent me a text, and I'm thinking, man, this is going to be great. I'm like, she's going to talk politics, or is she going to talk about Ben Affleck?
Well, you've got to say everything Jen-Lo had to say was much more interesting than anything J-Lo would have to say, in my opinion.
Indeed, absolutely, especially because it's concerning the election. And as she said, as so many other Hispanics have come on the show to say, this is a winnable election for Republicans. They can make inroads into the Hispanic community. I've said that about the Black community. They're waiting for someone to come in. It is not going to be easy by any means, because you do have a, here's the way the community is set up, especially in the Blacks community. You have some Blacks who, Blacks are extremely conservative. Okay, when it comes to, I wouldn't even say social ideas, definitely when it comes to the economy. But then you have that segment that people identify with them as being, oh, they're into rappers and they like, you know, to sing, they like to do this and sports and yeah, blah, blah, blah. Don't get that, don't allow that to dissuade or fog the real perception that's there. Because when you look at it, our concerns, our issues are the same table talk issues like everyone else. But the Democrats have gone in and they have replaced it with racism to make people think that's the only thing Black people are concerned with is racism. Hispanics are only concerned with racism. You think about it, for the past couple of weeks, the only thing we've been talking about is racism. They haven't said anything about baby formulas for Blacks. They haven't said anything about jobs. They haven't said anything about the economy. It's all racism. They don't want them there because of racism. And then the new press secretary for the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, she went on an entire soliloquy about Trump being a racist during the 2016 election. That's all she talked about. He's a racist. He's a racist. Oh, come on, everybody. He's a racist. He's a racist. It's like, where did that come from? But see, she was able to pick up that mantle and use it because she knows that is a way to get Black and brown people's attention. Definitely Black people's attention. If you say racism, they will stop and they will listen and they will nod their heads and they will say, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. When that couldn't be any more from the truth, Andrew.
Yeah, sounds like she got her job in the same way that people like Joy Reid have gotten her job, just race baiting. And the Democrats, they just eat it all up because that's their entire party platform.
And it's sad because Black people are more than just identity politics. We're more than just the color of our skin. And when you think about it, Andrew, when you really and truly think about it, slavery has been how many years ago? I mean, hundreds of years ago. Now, by no means am I going to say that racism does not exist and that there aren't racist people who are on the Democrat side and Republican side. Racism does exist. But at the level that they're saying that it exists, it does not exist. But I will say this, if we continue along the lines that we're going down, it will exist at that level. Because what you have here is that you have the Democrats literally pitting Black people against white people and white people against Black people. Now, there are other people in between. There are Indians or Chinese or Asians or whatever you want to call them. But the two big groups that they want to have fighting are Black and white people. And we're going to do a show on this. I don't know if we're going to do it this week or not, but I want to talk about this whole idea of the great replacement, the replacement theory. Because as I said to you earlier, Andrew, in a text, Republicans have got to own up to that. They've got to address it. They've got to talk about it. Because while the Democrats are saying, oh, Republicans are saying, no, it does not exist. And we're not saying that. It does exist. And that's what the Democrats are hoping you say, that it does not exist. They're not calling it that, but they're doing that in their actions. You look at the job market, you look around you. They're telling people you got to hire people of color and not white people. We need more people of color here in America and not white people. So what is that? What's happening? So I'm not going to go into it now, but this is just something for you to think about. They're saying that it's not taking place. Republicans are saying that we're not saying that, but in actuality, Andrew, it is taking place and you can see it by their actions. That is a topic that we have to discuss because if we don't get in front of it and identify it, the same way we chose not to identify the whole issue with racism, the Democrats will co-opt it and then they will take control and then they will be spinning their narrative. We've got to get in front of it. We have to, as painful as it is, and it's not even painful. You just speak the truth. and just say, this is what they're doing. This is what they're trying to do. And that is a reason why that young man in Buffalo, Peyton, went bonkers, because he's feeling the pressure. You think about it. You have all these white men and boys who are being told that you're worthless and that you're evil and we don't need you. We don't need you in part of a society. People are going to explode, and they had 2 years to sit there and to think about this, to see themselves being attacked on a daily basis, that they're no good. We've got to take this from them. And they're not the only ones, black men also. But see, Biden has been able to just eliminate the black men the same way the black churches have eliminated them, pretend as if though they don't exist, don't acknowledge them, don't say anything about them, and no one will see them. But as far as a white man, we're going to make certain that they know that they're bad, because we're going to say it every chance we get. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. Republicans have got to stand up and call it out. And if you can't call it out because you're afraid of it, then you should sit down. We don't need you. Yes, I said it. We don't need you. We need strong candidates, strong people in the Republican Party that's going to push back and call this nonsense out. Strong men like Donald Trump, strong men like Ron DeSantis. We need people who are going to stand up and not be afraid to call this mess out. You look at how they're attacking Tucker Carlson. Oh, they're all over him. They want him completely just gone, banished from the TV. And why? Because he's speaking truth to power, because what he's saying, they don't like it. They don't feel comfortable. And look at what they're doing to Elon Musk now. I mean, Andrew, they're like all over him now with this, oh, he sexually harassed a woman, a flight attendant. And you know what I thought was interesting, Andrew? He said this was going to happen. He warned us that this would happen. And now he has countered and said, okay, I want her to describe my private parts. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Time out, buddy. Time out. But he said, no, describe it. Tell me some markings or something about it that no one else would know. He's onto something. And remember, the settlement they said was only $250,000. This is the world's richest man. And at the time that it happened, he was still rich. Cases like this aren't settled for $250,000. They're settled for like millions of dollars. What's going on here? What's happening? Shh, quiet as is kept. And you see, he moved his headquarters from California to Texas. And Texas is where Beto O'Rourke wants to turn the whole place blue, Andrew. Texas is what Jen Lo is telling us that Republicans could win this if they get out there. Bernie Sanders and AOC, they're already there, but now we have got to get there and we have got to push this thing on home. We've got to. This is the only way we will win it. This is a perfect opportunity, Andrew. 2022, this is a perfect opportunity.
We have to. And Jen Lo said some interesting things talking about how radical Houston's getting. I know that parts of Austin are very liberal. Parts of Dallas are very liberal. We see this in states all across the country. Where I'm from in Illinois, we see Chicago dictate a lot of the elections. We see that the same in New York City, obviously dictates the statewide elections there as well. And the Republicans are just getting killed with these inner city votes. And the Democrats are just flocking to these big cities and just winning in such unbelievable numbers. And you look at what's going on in Pennsylvania, where it's just taking days upon days to get the election results. And they say we're still counting mail-in votes. I mean, it's just getting absolutely ridiculous to get these elections to be free and fair elections like we've wanted all along. Nobody trusts them anymore. And mail-in voting has got to go for there to be big changes. And I'd like to see it go before the midterms here in 2022. Because if the Democrats got away with stealing the election in 2020, what's going to keep them from doing the same thing in 2022.
You know something else that I want people to realize is that, remember how the Democrats boycotted Georgia? They said that Georgia has the most repressive voting laws and that they were trying to keep black people from voting. And now we're hearing that so many people have turned out in Georgia to vote. So what about those repressive voting laws, Andrew? That they're record-breaking numbers early voting, including Black people. I thought they were, it was repressive. I thought they were trying to keep people from voting. Now, you see how they have just shut down that misinformation? Now, who's going to go out and say, this was misinformation? It's unfortunate, Andrew, but things will never get right until someone stands up and calls all of this out, all of the lies we've been told for the past 7 years or so, really for a couple of decades. Well, since Barack Obama, he was in office for like 2 terms, 8 years. All of those lies have got to be called out. And I was just thinking, and we're going to talk about this on one of our shows also. It can't be a Republican to call them out. The lies that they're telling in Georgia about they're repressing Black people from voting, lies they're telling in Texas that, oh, there is no border crisis, everything is peachy keen. The lies they're telling in Chicago that, oh, there is no shooting, Black crime does not exist. The only way this is all going to be corrected, Andrew, is if a Democrat, hear me out, a Democrat, not just any Democrat, but a Democrat who is faithful to justice, the Constitution, and wants to correct the wrong that all these progressives have created. But some would say, well, Joe Manchin, I don't know about that. But it has to be a seasoned Democrat. It absolutely cannot be Barack Obama. It can't be Jimmy Carter. Bill Clinton, maybe, but we see right now that his family crime cabal is about to fall down. And it should, if the judge, who's an Obama-appointed judge, would allow justice to be served. But we need a Democrat to step up on the world stage and declare everything that the party has done as being wrong and un-American. That's a tall order, Andrew. But it has to happen. Because if a Republican were to do it, and as right as he would be, they would say, oh no, he's just playing to his base. Trump certainly couldn't do it because he called it out. He said, look at all of this corruption that's taking place around us. Look at all this. And look, it's coming to fruition. We now see what he was saying was right, but people, because of the hate for him, they won't admit it. The whole mask thing, the whole take the vaccine and it'll be over. We see now that it was just a big lie and he called it out. So unfortunately, it's going to require or take a Democrat who's willing to go the mile, who loves the country, who's willing to chastise his own party in order to save his party and to save the republic, has got to come out and rebuke the party, rebuke the elders and say, you guys have been lying, from Adam Schiff to Nancy Pelosi, Eric Swalwell. Barack Obama is a lie. He did not like this country. Hillary Clinton is a felon. She's a criminal. It's going to take a strong Democrat. And right now, the people that are running, they're all progressives. And they can't wait to go in and turn things upside down and keep them that way. They want to turn the table over and say, no, this is the way the table should be. They want to say we're for women's rights, but they want to say, no, transgenders, that's the real woman. It's going to take a strong Democrat to come out and just disavow all of this foolishness that has been pushed by the progressives, a strong Democrat. You look at Texas, big state, and you have all these lefties descending upon Texas because they want to turn it. They know that, hey, that's the Lone Star State. Everything in Texas is big. And if we could get that, that's a crown jewel. If we could get it, hey, that's it. Beto O'Rourke. If this guy becomes governor, people have lost their everlasting mind. He's a complete fraud. He's a fake. He wants to take away your guns. He will do it. I mean, he's telling you, I want to take away your guns. So he's certainly not the Democrat that could stand up and call these people out. But we need someone to stand up to be true to the party, to their party, to save the Republic. As Jen Lowe said, Tuesday, Texans, you guys have got a decision to make. You better get out there and you better make the right decision. Don't allow abortion to be the only issue that you're voting on. Don't listen to people saying, oh, well, gay rights, they're trying to take away our rights. They want us to go away. Think about it. Being gay has nothing to do with being a human being. That's your sexuality. We don't see your sexuality out in the open. So why do you want to bring it to the schools? See, that's what they're pushing. Critical race theory, teaching kids not to like the country. Come on, Texas, you don't want that. Texas is a part of the great Wild West, the Lone Star State. You don't want that. You want to get people in office who will appreciate the diversity of our country and appreciate the country the way it is, who we are. Andrew, people have got to wake up, because I'm telling you, this election will be a transformative election. And if we lose, I would hate to think what will happen, what will become of our great country, our great democracy, our republic, if we lose, because people don't want to go out and vote.
Yeah, if we lose those $5 a gallon gas prices, you better believe they'll go up way north of that. Inflation will continue. The borders will continue to be wide open. Foreign policy will continue to be a disaster. There's only so much America can sustain, and it's got to be turned around, and it's got to be turned around right now. Thank you so much to our guest tonight, Jen Lowe Salinas, Vice President of Latinos for Trump, for joining us. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.